USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden signed one of his biggest legislative victories into law, the final approval of the hard-fought $555 billion infrastructure bill.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Bravo. Thank you.
The act will direct billions of dollars toward new construction of roads, bridges, airports, and seaports. It will also expand the availability of broadband internet, replace lead pipes, and build electric vehicle charging stations. An Iranian Navy helicopter flew very close to a U.S. warship in the Gulf of Oman in an incident that eventually ended without escalation. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby told reporters the helicopter circled the U.S. Navy's multipurpose amphibious assault ship. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Michael Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen blamed the current U.S. inflation rate to the generalized crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic and said that she expects the situation to stabilize within a year, although this depends on how the pandemic evolves.
The pandemic has been calling the shots for the economy and for inflation. And if we want to get inflation down, I think continuing to make progress against the pandemic is the most important thing we can do.
In a CBS interview, Yellen said that she believed that prices will return to their normal levels sometime during the second half of next year. A controversial $400 million border wall contract that prompted bitter charges by a top House Democrat of political interference by President Donald Trump wasn't awarded improperly, according to an investigation by the Department of Defense Inspector General. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
Former President Donald Trump advisor Stephen Bannon surrendered to federal agents on charges of contempt of Congress. When he surrendered to federal law enforcement agents, Bannon was mobbed by members of the media as he surrendered to federal officials at an FBI field office in Washington, D.C. Bannon attorney David Schoen.
He didn't refuse to comply. He made quite clear that if a court ordered him to comply, he would do that. But he had an obligation to honor the privilege that was invoked. And in terms of prosecuting this criminally, it violates settled Department of Justice policy.
The arraignment for Bannon on contempt of Congress charges was postponed to November 18th. He was released on his own recognizance ahead of the next hearing.
Mr. Bannon,
by the way, not just Trump people and not just conservatives. Every progressive and every liberal in this country that likes freedom of speech and liberty, okay, should be fighting for this case. That's why I'm here today. For everybody, I'm never going to back down. And they took on the wrong guy this time, okay?
An FBI email server was hacked.
The FBI has confirmed its email system has been hacked, with spam email being sent to more than 100,000 people warning of a cyber attack. The email messages were filled with ramblings. The emails appeared to be from addresses ending in ic.fbi.gov. The FBI said in a statement, the email systems were taken offline quickly upon discovery of the issue. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.